I live at the edges of the fires, which have been getting closer every year. In 2015, they were just on the evening news. 2 years later, ashes from the Tubbs fire covered my deck. I developed a nervous attachment to my cell phone, packed a go kit, and other new habits. N95 masks, anxious calls to neighbors, the adrenaline rush of Nixle alerts, heart sickness when I met people who had lost their homes, and eventually, disaster tourism. I developed an appreciation of wind, of first responders, and a walk in fresh air. But this is the first year that a friend's house burned down. Brian is a gifted carpenter, an artist in old wood and vintage hardware. Totally by chance, I went to his yard sale on a Sunday on Highway 12 between Los Alamos and Pythian Roads. I fell in love with a beautiful hutch transformed from an old cabinet, pebbled gray tin, and window glass turned lavender with age. I arranged for delivery on Tuesday. It was hot and the sky was smoky, and when a helicopter flew by with a bucket of water, we both admitted to wildfire PTSD. The first Nixle alert came at 10 p.m., Brian's neighborhood. By 1:30, he texted back that he had just driven out, past neighbors' houses burning on both sides. In a few days, he confirmed that his house, his workshop, and my cabinet were gone. I found myself walking around the house thinking I'd be glad if this thing burned up and that thing too. Those thoughts scared me. I don't want my house to burn. I remove every overhanging tree. I create defensible space. I don't ever want my house to burn. But I found myself filling box after box with unwanted possessions, blankets, books, gifts, clothes, shoes. And when the smoke finally subsided and Goodwill opened its donation door, I joined a crowd of like-minded people. We all wanted to lighten up. We all wanted to control it ourselves. With a perspective, I'm Sarah Alexander.